Calls for peace go out after Congo's election results, Americans box out hunger for the poor this holiday season, and an elephant stampede clears a path for ministry in India. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on Bliss. The loser in Congo's landmark presidential elections rejected the results this week, vowing he would contest them. Meanwhile, the incumbent president, Joseph Kabila, is trying to unite fractured parties to begin repairs to the infrastructure. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton talked to their team members. The threat of violence is always present, but right now...
The East, of course, is very jubilant. Everybody's happy with the results, and everything is very peaceful and calm. And the western part of the Congo, where the majority of the people there favored the one who lost. So far, there's been no troubles. Everything is calm, but there's always that possibility of something happening there.
Vinton says Kabila has not shown hostility to evangelism in the past.
I don't see that changing. In fact, that has never changed really from the attitude of the people. It's just a fact of lack of security, and you're out there trying to travel and you get shot at, or the fact that the roads are in such terrible conditions that it's difficult to travel.
Next, poverty often serves as a depressing foil against the backdrop of the holidays. Here's Life Inner City's Ted Gandy says this weekend, volunteers are assembling more than 18,000 boxes of love for distribution in 20 cities across the U.S.
It's basically everything that you'd think of in a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, plus faith-based materials to point a person to faith in Christ. It's designed not for the homeless, but for the working poor, for people that are struggling but have a place to cook a meal. And it's been a wonderful program over these years because it gives churches an opportunity to reach out to people who are struggling in their communities.
Gandy says this outreach hinges on personal connections for the church and future evangelism.
Often this is the first touch point with a family. They can then begin working with them on a regular basis, get the kids in an after-school program, help the parents if they don't have jobs or if they're underemployed. And it's our whole concept of connect, empower, develop.
You're listening to Mission Network News. One of the largest underreached groups of people in the United States is the disability community. James Renee with Johnny and Friends says there are great needs in this field that's ripe for harvest.
There's a significant disability population. There's 54 million people affected by disability, and many of them are unchurched. And over the years, our field experience has shown us that 85% of churches do not feel equipped or have any kind of a ministry or outreach.
Johnny and Friends is helping fill that gap with their Through the Roof training program for churches. Based on the story in the Gospels about the four friends who carried their disabled friend to Jesus, Renee says it's about connecting.
It's our specific program to equip and train churches for disability ministry and outreach. And our vision is really to see that story in the Gospels be carried out all across the U.S., where the church is going out and reaching the disability community and bringing them to Christ and bringing them to his church.
Meanwhile, Gospel for Asia missionaries say an elephant stampede cleared the path to ministry. For reasons unknown, a group of 10 elephants recently stampeded a small village in India's Nagaland state. When the dust settled, everything was gone. A church plant, now 8 years old, saw its members scattered too. However, the believers began to share the gospel among new neighbors where they took refuge, with amazing results. Many people came to Christ and two new churches began. Pray for the GFA team as they disciple these new Christians. And the average Christian in the United States owns 9 Bibles, whereas many Christians in Africa, Asia, and South America don't even own one. That statistic troubled Christian Resources International's Fred Palmerton and led him to launch a project to help American Christians send their Bibles overseas. It's called Operation Bear Your Bookshelf. Through it, CRI hopes to fulfill the hundreds of requests they receive each month for Bibles and Christian materials. Go to our website to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.